Today's daf is Rosh Hashanah Daf Zayin. We are holding on Daf Vav Amud Beis in Rosh Hashanah. Today we're going to first discuss three shailas relating to Baal Ta'achar. So we're going to finish up the Baal Ta'achar sugya, and then on the very top of Daf Zayin Amud Aleph, we're going to quote a brisa that lists other things that Nisan is considered the Rosh Hashanah for. The brisa mentions things that the Mishnah did not mention, and the majority of this daf is going to go through one by one all of these items mentioned in the brisa and why none of these items mentioned in the brisa were actually mentioned in the Mishnah as one of the things that Nisan is Rosh Hashanah for. So first we're going to have eight different sources that Nisan is a Rosh Hashanah l'chadashim. We're going to try to prove from Sukkim, two from the Torah and six from Nach, and then we're going to explain what it means that Nisan is Rosh Hashanah l'iburin. Then the Gemara on the bottom of the Amud is going to describe what the source is that Nisan is Rosh Hashanah for Trumas Shkalim, for buying the new Karbanos from the new money from the year. And then on Amud Beis, we're going to explain what it means that Nisan is Rosh Hashanah L'Schiris Batim, and also how we know that Nisan is Rosh Hashanah L'Schiris Batim. Then we're going to go back in the middle of Amud Beis to our Mishnah on Beis Amud Aleph and try to figure out who the author of our Mishnah is, because there are different lines of our Mishnah that seem to be following shitos of different Tanaim, and we're going to try to tally up how many different Rosh Hashanahs we actually have in our Mishnah. Even though the Mishnah says that there are four Rosh Hashanahs, it doesn't seem that there are really four, it seems that there are more. So we're going to have three explanations of how the Mishnah arrived at the number four for the number of Rosh Hashanahs that we have in the Mishnah. So let us begin with Bayi Rabbi Zeru, where we left off about 12 lines before the end of the page. We're still in the sugya of Baal Ta'acher. So while discussing Baal Ta'acher, we have three closing questions to deal with. Question number one, Bayi Rabbi Zeru, Yoresh Mao B'Baal Ta'acher. If a person yarshins his father's carbon that he has not yet brought, does the Yoresh violate Baal Ta'acher for the father's carbon? Kisidor Nedaram Rachman of Allah Nadar. On the one hand, the pasuk when it introduces the concept of Baal Ta'acher says ki sidor neder l'Hashem Elokecha lo sa'achel l'shalmo, that when you make a neder to Hashem Elokecha, then you shouldn't delay in paying up that neder. So this fellow, this Yoresh, never took a neder. So maybe the Baal Ta'acher is not going to apply to him, who's his father took the neder. Odilma uvasa shama vevesim shama v'mechayiv. Or maybe what we emphasize is uvasa shama vevesim Shama. When the pasuk describes how to pay up the neder, the pasuk says, "Ki emelamakom asher yivchar Hashem elokechem mikol shivtechem lasum hashmo sham l'shichlo sidushu uvasa shama." And then veivesim shama. The next pasuk goes, "Loseichem v'zivchechem v'smasoseichem v'smasyevchem v'nidreichem v'nivoseichem." That's where you bring all of these karbanos. So when it describes the going up to Be'al L'Regel, that's when you're supposed to pay up the karbanos. Well, the yorish is also going to be up to go up to Be'al L'Regel, so he's going to have the opportunity, so shouldn't he violate Baal Ta'acher? So maybe he should be in violation of Baal Ta'acher. Tashma says, Gemara will bring a riot. The Tani Rebchia says, Pasuk says that you shouldn't be ma'achal l'shalmo because Daroshi Dushenu Hashem Elokecha me'imach. So me'imach krat li'yoresh. We dash it. Me'imach comes to exclude a yoresh from Baal Ta'acher. The yoresh is not in violation of Baal Ta'acher for his father's neder. So says Mar, v'hai me'imach mi'bayu le'zeh leket shechopeya. But we already use me'imach to teach us a drasha about leket shechopeya. So says Mar, kari be'imach v'kari be'me'imach. That there are two separate Rashi is going on, and that one word, as Rashi explains, v'darsh beitarti di imach mashma lechelko shel mashma lechelko shelani umem yisera lemuute yoresh. That the imach itself teaches us about chelko shelani, teaches us about leket shechupeya. Mei imach comes to teach us lemuute yoresh, that a yoresh is excluded from Baal Ta'acher. So that was shaila number one. What about a yoresh in Baal Ta'acher? Shaila number two, Bayi Rabbi Zeru. Isha mahi bebal ta'acher. What's the halach about a woman violating bal ta'acher? So what's the svara to say that she would not be in violation bal ta'acher? Well, mi amrinan halom mechayv b'ri'ia odim le'isa b'simcha. The whole reason for the yisur, it sounds like from the Torah of bal ta'acher, is that you're going to Eretz Yisrael three times a year anyway, so you have a mitzvah of ri'ia, so since you have the mitzvah of ri'ia, you should go and pay your karbanos up at the time that you're going to be able to regal anyhow. So should we say that the woman's not chayiv because she's not chayiv in Re'iya, or maybe we should say she is chayiv because although she's not chayiv in Re'iya, she is Isa B'Simcha, she is chayiv in the midst of Simcha. So since she's chayiv in the midst of Simcha, she's going to have to go anyway. So even though she doesn't have the actual korban Re'iya, because the pasuk says kol zechurcha, so it's only for males, but at the end of the day, v'samachta b'chagecha applies to her as well, so she's going to have to be around the Beis HaMikdash anyway in order to fulfill the mitzvah of Simcha. So so says the Gemara, Amrei Abaye, v'tepkalei d'Isa b'Simcha. So Abaye says, yeah, that sounds really good, that Isa b'Simcha, that should be a good reason that she should be in violation of Baal Ta'acher. So frak the Gemara, umi amar Abaye hachi, does Abaye hold that a woman is chayiv in Simcha? V'amar Abaye isha bal m'samcha. Abaye is the one that holds that a woman is not chayiv in Simcha. It's her husband's responsibility as part of his own mitzvah of Simcha to be m'sameach his wife, because in order for a person to truly be b'Simcha, he needs the people around him not to be sad. So if the people around him are happy, it will make him happy, because it will put everybody in a happier mood. So it's the husband's chiyuv, it's not the woman's chiyuv, according to Abaye. So says Mar, yeah, you're right, but the Devar of Rabbi Zeira Kamar. Abaye was responding to Rabbi Zeira on his own level. I mean, Rabbi Zeira is one that asked the question whether a woman is chayiv in Baal Ta'acher. So Abaye said, well, according to you, that a woman has a chiyuv of Simcha, it should be a no-brainer. Of course she should be chayiv in Baal Ta'acher, because she's chayiv in the midst of Simcha, so she should have to bring the korbanos at that time anyway. So the Gemara concludes that a woman who's, if you hold the woman is less of a Simcha, that it's Baal Ta'acher, then she'd be pater from Baal Ta'acher. I mean, according to Abaye, in a chinami, there's no svara to be mechayiv her in Baal Ta'acher. But many Rishonim write that that's only Baal Ta'acher of korbanos. But by Baal Ta'acher of tzedakah, it's got nothing to do with being all the regal. It's got nothing to do with going to the base of Mikdash, because the Baal Ta'acher of tzedakah is when the ani is there and he hasn't gotten paid. Or the Baal Ta'acher of leket shechopeya, which isn't tali and regalim at all. So then a woman is going to be over in Baal Ta'acher of that Baal Ta'acher as well. Meaning, some of the Rishonim suggest that we wouldn't say, the Rit for the Miri, that we wouldn't say that since it all comes from the same pasuk, so if a woman is not chayiv, she's not chayiv in any form of Baal Ta'acher. No, it all depends on the Svara. Those elements of Baal Ta'acher that are tali and regalim and are being olal the regal, the woman would not be chayiv in, but those parts of Baal Ta'acher that are tali on other things, like and happen much sooner, like tzedakah, leket shechopeya, the woman would be chayiv in Baal Ta'acher. So what is clear from our Gemara is that the din of Baal Ta'acher by a woman is tali on whether she herself is chayiv in Simcha or not. That if she's chayiv in Simcha, so then she's certainly included in Baal Ta'acher. If the mitzvah is only on her husband to be mesameach her, then she's not included in Baal Ta'acher. The difficulty with that is the psakim of the Rambam. The Rambam, Maisar Kabanos Parak Yedalad Alech Yedalad, writes that a woman is chayiv in Baal Ta'acher. And yet, and l'shitaso, the Rambam's psak is not going to be the problem. The problem is going to be, we'll see in a second, l'shitaso, he paskins in the first parak of Hilchas Chagiga that an isha is chayavas b'simcha. So if she's chayavas b'simcha, it makes sense. She's included in Baal Ta'acher. The problem is the Ravid, that the Ravid Hilchas Chagiga says that a woman is pater misimcha, it's baila misamcha. It's not her chiv of simcha, it's her husband's chiv to be misamecher. So the Ravid is masig on that Rambam. The problem with the Ravid is that when it comes to Hilchas Maisar Kabanos, where the Rambam said that a woman is chayav in Baal Ta'acher, the Ravid said nothing. The Ravid was not masig on the Rambam at all to say that the woman is pater from Baal Ta'acher. So the Rambam works out fine, but the Ravid seems to be a stira. So the Aruch Haner writes that since it says in the Sefri that an Isha is included in Baal Ta'acher, and you have to say that Abaye and Rabbi Zeira must have not known this Sefri, this Medrash Tanoim, so that's why the Rambam and the Ravid paskin that like that Sefri. It doesn't really answer up the Stira in the Ravid. It just explains why the Ravid can't argue on that Rambam, because he's got a more authoritative source to explain the Rambam. The Evna Azel, Rav Israel Meltzer, explains the sugya of the Gemara according to the Rambam and the Ravid is that when Rabbi Zeira says Isha is included in Simcha and therefore there's a tzad to be mechayiv in Baal Ta'acher, he doesn't mean dafka because mitzad atzma she's chayiv in Simcha. Meaning even if she just has to be all the regal because her husband is mechayiv to be mesameacher, that's also enough to be mechayiv in Baal Ta'acher, because al kol parim she's in Yerushalayim. So why does it matter why she's in Yerushalayim, whether she's in Yerushalayim to satisfy her husband's chayiv or her own chayiv, chiyuv. Either way, she's in Yerushalayim, so as long as she's included in Simcha on any level, she'd be included in Baal Tachrei. When the Gemara says, Umiyam Rabbi Hachi, Vamar Isha Baila Misamcha, that's not on the din of Baal Tachrei, it's not a kash on the din of Baal Tachrei. Of course she's in violation of Baal Tachrei. We're just saying that it's mashma from Rabbi Zeira that the Isha Atzma is chayiv in Simcha. So we're asking, what are you talking about, Abaye? You don't know that the woman herself is chayiv in Simcha. Well, it's a side point, the kasha that we ask, Umiyam Rabbi Hachi. It doesn't really relate to Baal Tachrei, meaning the whole assumption of the kasha on the Ravid is that the two dinim are talis abzeh. That if a woman is chayiv in Simcha, so she can have Baal Tachrei. If it's her husband's chayiv, then there's no Baal Tachrei for the woman. It's not necessarily true, says Rav Isser Zalman, that the din of Baal Tachrei does not depend on whether the woman has her own personal chayiv or it's the husband's chayiv. The din of Baal Tachrei depends on whether she has any responsibility to be in Yerushalayim, whether mitzida or mitzad baila. If she has a responsibility in Yerushalayim, then she should be chayiv in Baal Tachrei. The question about Abaye was just a side question about the formulation of that chayiv simcha. Why would we formulate it as being her chiyuv if it's not in fact her chiyuv? So the Gemara says, yeah, that's Abaye just relating to Rabbi Zeira, that Rabbi Zeira thinks it is her personal chiyuv, and that's why he formulates it that way. Rav Zilberstein and Chashuk Echemed raises the following question. Let's say a person is Mekabel Tosfos Yontif. A person starts Yontif early, and he says Kiddush, and he eats bread, and he says, and he benches all before Shkia, and he forgot Yalav Yavo before Shkia. Now, technically, on Shabbos, when we're Mekabel Tosef Shabbos, we try to be, Mishnah Berurah says you should try to be Makbetita Kazayas after Tzeis HaKochavim. But that could be because of the Chiyuv of Hayom Hayom Hayom, which is a Zecha Laman, the double portion of Man that fell on Erev Shabbos. So Hayom 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 has to be Dafka on the day of Shabbos. You have to have three meals on the day of Shabbos itself. Not so possible that the same would apply to Yantif. So let's say a person benches before Shkia, so, and he forgot Yalav Yavo in benching. Does he go back and repeat benching? So on Yantif, if you forget Yalav Yavo, of course you go back and repeat benching. But over here is during Tosefes Yantif, very intriguing question. Does he go back and repeat benching? So he quotes our Gemara, Isha Baila Mesamcha, and the Ravid writes, we pass like Abaye that Isha Baila Mesamcha, and it's his Chiv to Mesamech, his wife. And Rabbi Kivager writes in Kuf Mem Aleph, Simen Aleph, that, I'm sorry, Madura Kama, Simen Aleph, in Madura Kama of the Tshuva, Simen Aleph, that Isha who forgets Yalav Yavo, I mean, this is the first Tshuva in Rabbi Kivager, this is a famous Tshuva, that a woman who forgets Yalav Yavo on the Su'udah of a night of Yontif does not have to repeat benching because she has no chiyuv of she has no chiyuv of simcha. She's not mitzuva in the mitzvah of onag yantiv, so she didn't have to eat bread. And even if she did have a chiyuv simcha, she has no chiyuv of onag yantiv. So simcha is only with basar, with the ayin. She had no chiyuv to actually eat bread. So the Rav Zilberstein points out that according to Tosfos and Maseches Ksubos Daf Mem Zayin, who write that the din of Tosefes is a din legabe malacha and not legabe simcha and oneg, so it turns out, how do you have a man without a chiyuv of simcha or oneg? You could have a man in that situation as well, if he's in the zman of Tosefes. You know, Rabbi Kivager say that for a woman, she doesn't have a mitzvah of simcha ve'oneg, so maybe if she forgets the Yalav Yavo, she doesn't have to repeat benching. Can you ever have such a situation for a man? Well, according to Tosos, whenever you're mekabel Tosefes Shabbos, Tosefes Yantif, you're only mekabel an extra Isra Malacha. You're not mekabel, you can't be mekabel, a chiyuv of oneg and simcha. So maybe the man who forgets the Yalav Yavo during the zman Tosefes should not be, should not have to go back and repeat benching, just like an Isha on Yantif doesn't have to go back and repeat benching. So he says, though, maybe only an Isha who's Pater Legamri from Onag and Simcha doesn't go back and repeat benching. But a person who's Chayiv in the Iker Yomtov and Simcha's Yantif and Onag Yantif, it's just that in the Tosefes, in the Zman Tosefes is not Chayiv, and maybe he's Mekayim his Mitzvah during the Tosefes, even though he's not Chayiv during the Tosefes. So that he's not sure about. So he leaves it as a tzarech iyun in that case. Very fascinating situation that could arise. Okay, Vayter in the Gemara, three lines from the bottom. Yibayilahu. Our third question about Baal Ta'acher, when do we start counting the year of a Bechar? That the Bechar has to be taken care of within 1 year, it has to be eaten. When does that year count? When does the clock start on the Bechar? So Abaye Amar Misha Shanola, and Abaye says, what do you mean when does the clock start? When it's born, when else would the clock start? Rav Acha Bar Yaakov Amar Misha Shanir Laritzah says, no, it can only start once it's ready to be brought as a carbon. It's not ready to be brought as a carbon until it's 8 days old. So the clock
Chag only starts on it when it's 8 days old. V'lo pligi, and the truth is they're not even arguing. Habitam habibalmum. When you're dealing with a bechar tam where it's actually going to be brought as a karban, so then you start the clock when it's right to be brought as a karban. But a balmum, which is not going to be brought as a karban anyway, so you start the clock when it's actually born. Says Gemara, balmum imatziyachalei. But why would you have to eat it within a year of when it's born? You can't. Meaning within. Why would you start the clock on having to eat it within a year of when it's born? When it's born, you still can't eat it because when it's born, it's a safek nefel. You have to wait till it becomes 8 days old to make sure that it's not a nefel, and only then would you be allowed to eat it anyway. So shouldn't you start the clock when it's 8 days old? So says Mar Dekim Lebe Shekal Lo Chadashim. Now it's a case where we know for sure that it's not a nefel. We look at this animal and we're certain that it's Kal Lo Chadashim, that it spent enough time in the mother's womb, and which we assume for a Behema Gasa, a kosher Behema Gasa is 9 months, for Behema Daka it's 5 months, Kal Lo Chadashim. That's Gemara Bechoros, Mishum Bechoros, and Daf Ches. That's the definition of Kal Lo Chadashim. So we know about this animal that it was already Kal Lo Chadashim. So it would turn out if we're not Kimlo Shekal Lo Chadashim, so then you would only count from Yom HaShemini. You'd only count from the eighth day. And that's what the Rishonim write. That's what the Ritva writes. That's what the Meiri writes in the name of others. The Meiri himself, though, says that since there is a tzad that it would be Roy Lachil Misha Shinolad, so we would always count Misha Shinolad by a Balmum, even if it's not Kimlo Lo Shekal Lo Chadashim. I mean, the way the Meiri understands this Gemara is, since there's a possibility of Kimlo Be Shekal Lo Chadashim, so there's a possibility of being able to eat an animal that's a Balmum from the moment that it's born, so even if you happen to not know about this animal, it's called a Chadashim, and therefore you cannot eat it until the eighth day, still the clock would start on it from the time that it's born. So that's the Shita of the Mi'iri. That's Machlokas Rishonim. Vaita in the Gemara. Tan Rabbanan. Be'echad B'nisan. Second line from the top of the page. New sugya, new issue. Tan Rabbanan. Be'echad B'nisan. Anechad B'nisan. Rosh Hashanah. It's a Rosh Hashanah for the following three or four things. L'chadashim. Uli Iburin, Uli Trumashkalim, V'yesham and Maflis Chiras Batim. It's the Rosh Hashanah for the months of the year. It's the Rosh Hashanah for figuring out Ibur Shana. It's the Rosh Hashanah for taking the new funds, the new communal funds to buy Karbanos Tzibur. And some say it's also the Rosh Hashanah for figuring out deals for house rentals. So the Gemara is going to explain what each of those mean and how we know that Nisan is the Rosh Hashanah for each of those things and why none of these are listed in the Mishnah amongst the Rosh Hashanim. So first of all, the Chadashim Inalan. Why? How do we know that Nisan is Rosh Hashanah for Chadashim? So L'may Nafkamina, the Nisan is Rosh Hashanah for Chadashim. So the Rishonim say Nafkamina is to figure out when the Yom Tovim are. The Torah tells us Yom Tovim as a function of which number month it's in. The Torah never uses the terms Nisan, Niyar, Sivan, Tav. The Torah just says Chadash HaRishon, Chadash HaShvi. So it's very important to know which is the first month. You need to know that Nisan is the first month. The Torah says HaChodesh HaZeh Lechem Rosh Chadashim. It never says the word Nisan, though. How do we know that the Chodesh Hazeh is a reference to Nisan? All of it is not clear in the Torah, so it's a very, very big nafkamina. The whole Jewish calendar depends on Nisan being the Rosh Hashanah l'chadashim. So that's what the Gemara is saying. How do I know that that's in fact the case? That's how the Rishonim say nafkamina is. The Minchas Chinuch says nafkamina is for the Shitas Ramban also, in Shmos Perek Yud Beis, that it's a mitzvah min HaTorah to dafka count months from Nisan, to refer to Nisan as the first month, so that we could always remember it's Mitzrayim. So it would be enough Kamina for that as well, to know that Nisan is Rosh Hashanah L'Chadashim, to fulfill that mitzvah. So
isn't this included in that it's the Rosh Hashanah for the year?
That it's the Rosh Hashanah for the...
So
we'll see the difference between that. The Gemara is going to say there's a difference between Chadashim and Shanim. So we'll that's the last line, right? That the Mishnah is B'Shanim Kamari, B'Chadashim Lo Kamari. We'll see that right before the lines get wide. So it says Gemara, so the Chadashim in Nalan, how do I know that it's Rosh Hashanah L'Chadashim? Dichsiv. So first is, the Pasuk says, HaChadash Zeh Lechem Rosh Chadashim, Rishon Hulechem L'Chadash Yashana, Dabrol, Kaladat Zeh Lehmer Ba'asol L'Chadash Zeh V'yichol, Amish Zeh Leveis Avos, Zeh Lebayis, V'yilchem L'Shmer Sarar Ba'asol Yom L'Chadash Hazeh, V'shachtu Asav. Pasuk tells us that this month is a great month and this month is is the first month, and on the 10th day of this month, it keeps referring to this month, this first month, this month, you should set aside an animal, and you're going to guard it for 4 days, and then you're going to bring it as Korban Pesach, etc., etc. So far, we still don't know that it's Nisan. We just know that there's a really special month out there. Uksiv, and the Pasuk also says, Shamaris Chodesh Ha'aviv. Se'ezer Chodesh Yeshbo Aviv, that's the key. What's the Chodesh that has Aviv? Aviv means the ripening of the grains. Haviyomer is in Nisan. The grains ripen in Nisan. So we know that that Chodesh must be a reference to Nisan. V'kari le'rishon, and calls that month the Rishon. So it says, but you know, grains also ripen in Iyar sometimes. So how do you know that it's referring to Nisan? So being an Aviv Aleka, it's not just any grains, it's the first grains that ripen. That happens in Nisan. But ve'ema Adar, sometimes really precocious grains will ripen in Adar. So maybe it's a reference to Adar. Well, be'in in Rov Aviv Aleka. No, you need it to be the month where it's the Chodesh Ha'aviv. Doesn't just mean Stam, some grains ripen. It means the majority of the grains, the majority of the early grains will ripen. So Midi Rov Aviv Ksiv, does it really mean that? How do you know? It doesn't say Rov, it just says Chodesh Ha'aviv. Maybe Chodesh Ha'aviv means the very first signs of spring in terms of the grain, the very first signs that the grains are ripening. How do you know that it means Rov Aviv? So says Gemara, you're right. That's not a source to tell us that Nisan is the Rosh Hashanah for Chadashim. Ella Amar Rav Chista Mehachas. Rav Chista says, we learn it from the following. Ach b'chamisha, and this is the second possible source, and the only other possible source that we have from the Torah. Ach b'chamisha asr yom l'chodesh ha-shvi'i ba'as b'cham estvo sa'aretz. We don't learn it from anything the Torah tells us about Nisan. We learn it from when the Torah describes the seventh month of the year, and it talks about gathering the grain. Well, ezu chodesh yesh ba'asifa, havyom rezeh tishrei. When do people typically gather? That's during the month of what we call Tishrei, the kakari le'shvi, and the Torah calls that the seventh month, so do the math. If Tishrei is the seventh month, then Nisan has to be the first month. So says the Gemara, yeah, but Veima Mar Cheshvan. How do you know that it's referring to Tishrei? In Mar Cheshvan, a lot of times also people also gather the grains. Umay Shvi'i, and you know what Shvi'i would mean? Shvi'i li'iyar. It would mean the seventh month from Iyar, and Iyar would be the first month of the year. So says the Gemara, no, Bina Asif Aleka. You need gathering, and you don't have that in Mar Cheshvan. Okay, Veima Elul. Maybe it's Elul. Umay Shvi'i, Shvi'i la'adar. And the seventh month would mean that Adar is really the Rosh Hashanah. Well, being in Rov Asif Veleka. No, you need the majority of the gathering, and that doesn't happen in Elul. The majority of the gathering doesn't happen until Tishrei. So says Gemara, yeah, but Midi Rov Asif Ksiv. Did it ever say anything about Rov? It just said that Baspecha, when Baspechem is Tvuas Haaretz, when you gather the Tvuah, it doesn't say Rov Aspechem is Tvuas Haaretz. So the same reason we rejected the source of Chodesh Ha'aviv being Nisan, because it doesn't say Rov Aviv, same reason we can reject Chodesh Hashvi being Tishrei, because it doesn't say Rov Aspechem. So we're back to square one. How do we know that the first month is Nisan? So in terms of Rosh Hashanah L'Chadashim. So says the Gemara, Ella Amar Ravina. So Ravina says, Dover Zemi Torah Moshe Rabbeinu L'Lamanu Midivrei Kabbalah L'Lamanu. This we can't learn from Torah, we have to learn Midivrei Kabbalah. Now Tosos points out, all of the sources that we're going to quote from here on in actually mention names of months, meaning we're not just looking at what's happening agriculturally to figure out which month it's talking about. It actually identifies the names of months, because we're quoting Psukim from later on, once we already had names of months. So Tosfos points out, Lomatzi l'melech mikan minayu klal im lo nomar shayse kabal biyadim seder shemes hachadashim ze'achazeh. There must have been a Kabbalah that when we call a month in Tanakh Shvat, that month is the 11th month of the year, and that when we call it Adar, that's the 12th month of the year, and that we know that where all the other months fit in, that we had a Kabbalah of the Seder of the names of the months. Otherwise, none of these rayas work, because we're going to show that Shvat's the 11th month, but how does that tell you that Nisan is the first month? Because for all we know, Nisan is the month right before Shvat, or in the month right after Shvat. So yeah, you have to assume that we know the order of the names of the months. So here we go. So we learn it not mi Torah's Moshe Rabbeinu, but mi Divrei Kabbalah. And here's the third possible source. B'yom Esrim Arba Lashteos Chodesh, the 24th day of the 11th month, Hu Chodesh Shvat. So Chodesh Shvat is the 11th month. Must be Nisan is the first month. Rabba Bar Ula Amar Mehacha, fourth source. Vatilaka Chesra Lamelacha Chasher Shal Beis Malchusa B'Chodesh Asiri Hu Chodesh Teves. In the 10th month, that's Teves. Oh, so Nisan must be the first month. Rav Kana Mehacha, fifth source. Barba L'Chodesh Hatshi B'Kislev. Kislev is 9th month. Nisan must be the first month. Rav Acha Bar Yaakov Amar Mehacha, sixth source. V'Yikru Sofer Emelch Beisi B'Chodesh Hashlishi Hu Chodesh Sivan. So it must be the Nisan is the first month. Rav Asher Mehacha, seventh source. Hipil Pur Hu Agor L'Frei Haman Miyom Liyom L'Chodesh Shneimasar Hu Chodesh Adar. So if the 12th month is Adar, first month must be Nisan. V'Ibay Se Mehacha, some say it could even come from here. V'Chodesh HaRishon Hu Chodesh Nisan. The first month is Chodesh Nisan. So says Gemara, V'Kulu My Time Alo Amri Mehai. You're sitting on that pasuk. How come no one else said from that pasuk? So Dilma, my Rishon the Mil say, because maybe Rishon doesn't mean Rishon for the Shana, it just means Rishon from the event that it's describing, from the Maisa of Haman. And the reason our Mishnah doesn't mention that Nisan is Rosh Hashanah L'Chadashim is because our Tana is interested in Shanim, not interested in Chadashim. Things that are based on the year, not things that are based on the month. Tosfos points out, V'kasha da'kamer l'regalim, it says that it's the Rosh Hashanah l'regalim, and we said kivan shavrelav shana below regalim or regalim below shana. You don't need a full year to have regalim, right? So you could be regalim below shana. So it's for bal ta'acher, right? So it's not l'shanim necessarily. So he says yeshom rekal makom b'chadashim lo kamari. But still, it's not about chadashim. It's about a broader picture of more than just chadashim. So that's why our Tana doesn't mention this Rosh Hashanah. Uli Iburin, and we also mentioned that it's Rosh Hashanah for Iburin. The Brisa mentions over here that it's Rosh Hashanah for Iburin, that we're Ma'aber the Shana, and Nisan is Rosh Hashanah for that. So Liburin mi Nisan meninan. Do we start cheshbening the Ibur Shana in Nisan? Vatani, but Brisa tells us not that way. Ein Ma'aber Hashanah l'fnei Rosh Hashanah. We're not allowed to cheshben the Shana before Rosh Hashanah. V'mibrua einu beres. And if we do, it doesn't even work. Avol mepnei atchak ma'aber nosa achar Rosh Hashanah miyad. But if we're in a difficult situation, we could already be ma'abr the Shana right away after Rosh Hashanah. V'af b'kein ein ma'abr nela Adar. But still, the only thing that we could be ma'abr is Chodesh Adar. We can't be ma'abr anything else. So there's no Nisan, there's no being ma'abr Nisan. You can only make a second Adar, even though you may already start cheshbening to make that Rosh Chodesh, to make that extra month, rather, right after Rosh Hashanah. But you can only be ma'abr Adar. Amar of Nachmar Yitzchak, my Iburin, Hafsakas Iburin. No, what Iburin means is that once you're Makadish the Chodesh Nisan, so then you know that the previous year can no longer be a Shanamu Beres. It's too late now to add an extra month. Once you're Makadish the Rosh Chodesh Nisan, so now Adar Beis can't happen because we already called this month Nisan. That's what the Iburin means, that it's the time we are Mafsik the Iburin. It's interesting that Mabino Sahara Shanam Yad, the Gemara says that if in the Shasat Chak, if we're afraid, let's say, that they're not going to let the Beis Din convene, that the government's not going to let the Beis Din convene at a later time, so it's a Shasat Chak, you're allowed to be Ma'abr the Shana right away after Rosh Hashanah. The Gemara in Sanhedrin goes through what the criteria are to be Ma'abr the Shana. And the Gemara says that there are three factors in determining whether to be Ma'abr the Shana. You need two out of the three to be in place to be Ma'abr the Shana. What are the three factors? Mishumat Tkufa, that Tkufas Tammuz is not going to fall out in Nisan, the seasons are going to be off. Mishumat Tvua, that the tvua, the grain is not ripened, and mishuma peros, that the fruit is not ripened to be able to bring bikurim. So you're ma'aber on two out of those three factors. The problem over here is, asks the Tosfos Rid, that wait a second, by Rosh Hashanah you don't know about two out of those three factors. You only know about one of them. You can only cheshbon when the tkufa is going to be, but you have no idea about the ripening of the grain or the ripening of the fruits at that point. So the Tosfos Rid says, yeah, you have to assume that this brisa assumes, like the Mandiyamar, that we're ma'aber abrinal at tkufa bilvad. There's another shita in the Gemara Sanhedrin that even that one factor of tkufa alone is enough to be mabr the shana. So you have to assume that this sugya is going like a das yach, like that das yach, like that shita, not like the shita that you go with the majority of the three considerations. Tereyevin also suggests that it could be that the Gemara over there says that if you have some other criteria in addition to those three to be mitztarif, that could work as well. Like let's say the sheep are born very late, and you need them for Karbanos Pesach. You need them to be Bnei Shana. So if you're not Ma'aber, you're going to have the Kvasim are going to be way too small because they're not going to be old enough. You need them to grow for another year, for another month rather, in order for them to satisfy the need for Karbanos Pesach. So that would be a need. So if you have that, plus, and that you could tell already, so if you have that factor, plus the factor of the tkufa, so that would be good enough as well, says the Torah Evan. Okay, Vaitul Gemara Ditanan. How do I know that this is true, that Hafsaka Siburin, that once you declare Rosh Chodesh Nisan, it's too late to go back? So, Heine Yidush Mabr Nashana Kaladar. They were made that you Mabr Shana the entire month of Adar, Shayomar at the Purim. Originally, they thought only until Purim. My time in the Mandi Amar at the Purim. Why would they think you'd only be allowed to be Mabr until Purim? Kivin Dom Marshon Bil Sepasachodam Pasachoshim Yom, Asil Zuzuli Bechamit. Since Talach is, you have to start learning the Halachas of Pesach 30 days before Pesach, we're afraid that if we're Ma'aber, if we already started learning Hilchos Chametz, and then we're Ma'aber, we make another Adar, and now Pesach is going to be another 4 weeks away, so that we're afraid people are going to be Mezalzel and Chametz. The Idach, in the other opinion, made the idea, the Shasa Ma'abarta, Bechuzman, Tali Milsa, Vesavri, Chuzman, who do the Losalik, Lulurabana, not a Idna. No, it's not going to confuse anyone. No one's going to be Mezalzel and Chametz. Everyone knows that there's a complicated Chesman in being Ma'aber the Shana, and the Rabbanim just didn't figure it out yet. Vitana Didan, why didn't this Rosh Hashanah get listed in our Mishnah? Our Tanna is talking about Haschalos. It's not talking about Hafsaka. It's not talking about when we stop something. Ulutrumas Shkalim. The Braisa also said that Nisan is Rosh Hashanah for Trumas Shkalim. Minalan. How do I know that? Am Rabbi Yoshi Amakra Zosal is Chodesh Bechadsha Lechad Shehashana. Am Ratora Chadesh Vavei Carbon Mitruma Chadasha. That you should bring a new carbon from Truma Chadasha, from the new money. Vegamri Shana Shana Minisan. And we learn out Shana Shana from Nisan. Dechsev Rishon Lechem Lechad Sheh Hashana. So it says Gemara, but Veligmar Shana Shana Mitishrei. Why can't we learn Shana Shana from Tishrei? Dichsiv Mereshis Hashana, and that's about Tishrei. So how do you know this is about Nisan? So Dan Shana Sheishim Achadashim, Shana Sheishim Achadashim. We prefer to use the word Shana that's brought in the context of Chadashim. Vein Dan Shana Sheishim Achadashim, Shana Sheishim Achadashim. We're not going to learn the Shana Sheishim Achadashim about the Trumas Halishcha, about the Trumas Shkalim, from a term Shana where Chadashim are not mentioned. Of Tishrei Mireshis Hashana. Am Ravi Domer Shmuel, Kabbalat Sibra Ban Bechad Menisan, Mitzvah Lavi Menachadash, Vim Hevi Menayashan, Yatza El Shechisar Mitzvah. When any carbon Sibra that you bring starting on Rosh Chodesh Nisan, you're supposed to bring from new money, from this year's money. If you brought from last year's money, you Yotze, but it's Mechus of the Mitzvah, you're missing out on the Mitzvah. Satani Nam Yachi, Kabbalat Sibra Ban Bechad Menisan, Mitzvah Lavi Menachadash, Vim Hevi Menayashan, Yatza El Shechisar Mitzvah. Bryson says just like that. The yachid says nadiv mishalok sherin belvad shiym srim letzibur. A yachid decides to volunteer his own. He wants to give his own money in order to buy the karbanos tzibur. That's fine as long as he gives it over belev shalem to the tzibur. So says Mar Pshita. Of course, that's fine as long as he gives it to the tzibur. So now it's communal funds. Now it's not his own money. What would be the problem? So says Mar No Mal Detema Lechush Shema Lo Yim Srim Letzibur Yafa Yafa. That you might think you have to be concerned that maybe he's not really giving it over belev shalem. So Kamash Mulan, therefore it comes to tell me that you don't have to worry that maybe he's not giving it over Belev Shalem. If he says he's giving it over Belev Shalem, he's giving it over Belev Shalem. Tosus points out this is actually a machlokas in Meseches Bamitzia by Shomri Svichim Beshvius. In the Gemara Bamitzia, it talks about during the Shemitah year where they would have the following issue that if by Shemitah you're not allowed to plant any new grain, obviously. So the Omer would come from Sviche Shvius, from stuff that just grows in the fields. The problem is everything that grows in the fields of Shemitah year is Hefker, so anyone can come and take it. So we would hire a Shomrim, and we'd pay the Shomrim from the Trumas Alishcha. We'd pay the Shomrim from money that we have, from communal funds that we have, to guard over that field and make sure that no one touches it so we could use it for the Karban Omer. there. So the Gemara discusses, and what if they don't want to take payment and they just want to do it b'chinam, they just want to watch the fields b'chinam? Do we allow that? So that's machlokas. Because do we have to be choshesh that if they're doing it b'chinam, that they have a chelek in that tvua now, and they're not really going to give it over to the tzibur yafa yafa. They're not going to give it over b'leiv shalim. So that's machlokas in Babin Tzia. Yet over here the Gemara says that, yeah, we don't have to be choshesh. If a person says he's giving it b'leiv shalim, he's giving it b'leiv shalim. Tosfos just makes that ha'ara, that over there it's machlokas, and over here we take it as davar pashut. Tosfos doesn't really explain what, and he says yesh lechalek, that maybe over there it's different than over here, but he doesn't really explain how yesh lechalek, why yesh lechalek, what the difference exactly is between that case and our case. So that's something that that the Rishonim and Achronim work on, and what the chilek is of lo yimsum yafa yafa. Some say that some of the Achronim say that a yach that's misnadev a carbon to the tzibur is doing it knowing that it's coming from his stuff, so he's giving it b'leiv shalem. But a guy who's watching over the field, he doesn't think of it as his in the first place, that he would have to give it b'leiv shalem. So that's why there might be more of a concern that he's not giving it b'leiv shalem. Okay, so the Gemara goes v'tanev v'tane dan kivin d'ktani im hevi yatsa lo psikale. Why doesn't our Tana mention this amongst the Rosh Hashanahs? So the Gemara says because if b'dieved it doesn't really matter. B'dieved you still yotze, so that's why we don't mention it. Anything that b'dieved you still yotze, we're not going to mention. And this is the Turi Evan's major kasha on the Rambam in Hilchos Becharos, where the Rambam says if a person is ma'aser behemos mishana al chavirta b'dieved, the ma'aser is chal. And yet ma'aser behema got mentioned in our Mishnah. So this is a major kasha. The Tana of our Mishnah doesn't want to mention anything that b'dieved is going to work anyway. So how could ma'aser work anyway? That's why a lot of the Achronim say the Rambam couldn't have meant that. He must have just meant lechumra, that it has kedushas ma'aser, but not that it's actually ma'aser that you could bring as a karban. Okay, v'yesham raflus chirus batim. And some say that Nisan is also the Rosh Hashanah for Skiru's Batim. That was the fourth possibility. Tana Rabbanan, Hamaskar Bais Chaver L'Shana, Mona Shemas HaChodesh Miyom L'Yom. If your rental agreement says that it's for a year, it means 12 months on the calendar day. V'Yamam L'Shana Zu, but if you say the rental is for this year, then Afilu L'Amar El Abachar Ba'adar, Kivin Shigi Yomecha B'Nisan also L'Shana. Then even if right now it's Echad Ba'adar, and you say I'm renting the house for this year, you only get it for 1 month. You only get it until Nisan, because that's when this year ends. V'Afilu Man Yomer Yomecha B'Shana Chashav Shana, Shaniach Adol Tarach Inish L'Megar Beis L'Batzer Mitrasin Yomin. I, what if you hold that Yomech B'Shana is Chashav Shana? Said even if it's Chavtes Adar, you should only get it for 1 day. No one's going to move for just 1 day. It's clear to Numdana that the person intends to have it for at least a month. Ve'ema Tishrei, but how do we know that the Rosh Hashanah for Schirus Batim is Nisan? Maybe it's Tishrei. Maybe this year means until Rosh Hashanah. So Stam Kiyagar Nish Beisel L'Kuli Mosag Hashem Agar, because we assume that when someone rents a house, he wants to rent it at least until springtime. No one likes to move in the middle of the winter. They prefer to move in springtime. So that's why even Adayom, that's the popular time where houses actually move. V'Tanakama the Brice of V'Tanadon B'Nisan Nami Mishkach Shiach Kitri, and Tanakama the Brice who didn't count this as one of the Rosh Hashanahs. And the Tana of our Mishnah, who didn't count this as one of the Rosh Hashanahs of Nisan, will say because in Nisan it's still cloudy, it could still rain in Nisan, like we saw this year. Certainly by us it did. So therefore it's not a time to move yet either. Echad Be'el Rosh Hashanah L'Maaser Behemah. Now going back to our Mishnah, said Echad Be'el is Rosh Hashanah for Maaser Behemah. So money, who's the author of our Mishnah? Sounds like Rav Meir. He Tanan Rav Meir Omer Echad Be'el Rosh Hashanah L'Maaser Behemah. Rav Meir is the one that says Echad Be'el is Rosh Hashanah L'Maaser Behemah. Ulregalim, but then we said it's also Ulregalim money Rabbi Shimon. That's going like Rabbi Shimon. Amos Sefer, Rabbi Lezer, Rabbi Shimon, Amram Bechad B'Tishrei. But then the Sefer of our Mishnah goes on to say that Rabbi Lezer, Rabbi Shimon, so it introduces Rabbi Shimon later on in the Mishnah as saying Bechad B'Tishrei. So Reisha the Sefer, Rabbi Shimon, Mitzias, Rabbi Meir. So Rabbi Shimon appears in the first part of the Mishnah and the last part of the Mishnah, and then in the middle of the Mishnah it's Rabbi Meir. That seems a little confusing. So Amar Rav Yosef, Rabbi Hi, V'Nasav Aliba D'Tanai. Now our whole Mishnah was written by Rabbi Yehuda Anasi, and Rabbi Yehuda Anasi was paskining in each case. By regalim savulak Rabbi Shimon, by regalim he yells like Rabbi Shimon, by ma'aser behemah savulak Rabbi Meir, and that's why he wrote the Mishnah in that way. So, frak the Gemara ihachi arba'a chamisha avu. But if that's the case, then it turns out that there are not four Rosh Hashanahs; there are actually five Rosh Hashanahs. So says the Gemara, what you have to say is meaning Rabbi Meir holds echad be'elul. Is a Rosh Hashanah. So says Ma'am Rava Arba'a L'Divrei HaKol. The Rav Meir Dal Regalim. The Rabbi Shimon Arba'a Dal Meister Behema. So the Rav Meir it's Arba'ah, but you take away the one the Regalim. The Rav Shimon it's Arba'ah because you take away Meister Behema. So even though if you're passing like Rav Meir and Rav Shimon separately, it could be five, but each Tana independently would only hold a four. Rav Nachum Rav Yitzchak Amar, second explanation. Arba'ah Chadashim Ubahen Kama Rosh Hashanim. There may be five Rosh Hashanahs, but there are only 4 months within which we have Rosh Hashanahs. So Meisve Shisha Sobenisa Rosh Hashanah LaOmer Shisha B'Sivan Rosh Hashanah LaSeilechem. Two more Rosh Hashanahs, so the Rava listeni Shisha, the Rav Nachman Yitzchak listeni Chamisha. According to Rava's answer, we should now have six Rosh Hashanahs. According to Rav Nachman Yitzchak, that it's a number of how many different months we have Rosh Hashanahs in, we should now have five Rosh Hashanahs. Some Rav Papa, ki kachashiv midi d'chayil miyurta. Midi d'chayil miyurta lo kachashiv. No, we only count things that are the Rosh Hashanahs that are chal from the nighttime. These Rosh Hashanahs are not chal from the nighttime because they're tali in a karban, which is only brought in the daytime. Ivare regalim d'lo chayil miyurta v'kachashiv. When it comes to regalim, it's not chal miyurta because we assume that bal ta'acher can only be violated once you bring the karban tamid, meaning bal ta'acher is only, you're only eligible to bring the karban. Once you bring the karban tamid, so it's not. So it turns out that it's tali on the morning, not in the night before. So kimish tzarich lasuy meyakara michayiv v'kayi. Since you were chayiv to bring it the whole time, so it's considered an ongoing chiyuv. So frankly, mar vare yovlos. What about Yovlos? That's not chal the night before, because by Yovlos you have to. It says Rosh Hashanah of the Mishnah are only chal al yidei tkiyah shofar of Beis Din, which is only on the day of Yom Kippur. So it's not chal miyurta. Rabbi Shmuel ben Osho Rabbi Yochanan Broka idam Rosh Hashanah chayil Yovel. So no, we're assuming that Rabbi Shmuel ben Osho Rabbi Yochanan Broka, who says that Yovel is chal mir Rosh Hashanah. Rav Shish Brei Davidi Amar Kikachashim Midi Lo Tali B'Maisa Midi Tali B'Maisa Lo Kachashim. We're only mentioning things that aren't tali in a maisa, but Yovel is tali in a maisa. Regalim midi tali b'maisa v'kachashiv, but regalim is tali in a maisa because you have to bring the karban, you have to bring the karban tamid. So bal ta'acher b'meila chayil. No, bal ta'acher is chal b'meila. Vare Yovlos, Rabbi Shmuel ben Osho Rabbi Yochanan Broka. What about Yovel? No, we're assuming like Rabbi Shmuel ben Osho Rabbi Yochanan Broka that it's not tali on the tkiya, it's tali on the Rosh Hashanah itself, not tali on the tkiya. Okay, I thought I could race to the end. Not going to get there to the Zidats. We'll pick up from Ravashi tomorrow.